Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines. I'm your host, Jay Aruga, and we're protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. And on topic natin today, we'll talk about J.K. Rowling. At si J.K. Rowling, hindi ito yung magiging last appearance niya sa podcast. I'm sure we'll talk about her constantly here in the podcast in the future. Sa mga hindi nakakilala kay J.K. Rowling, siya yung author ng best-selling Harry Potter series. And minsan ay pinagtanggol niya si Maya Forstater, isang tax specialist who lost her job dahil may mga tweets siya that was deemed transphobic. Since then, si Rowling ay napunta na sa eye ng mga woke mob and they tried to cancel her. Hindi conservative si Rowling. In fact, she identifies as a feminist. But the woke mob called her a TERF. Anong TERF? It's trans-exclusionary radical feminist. And many people tried to cancel her. Maraming mga Harry Potter projects ang Warner Brothers who distanced themselves from Rowling. Ang pinaka-obvious ay yung 20th anniversary ng Harry Potter movies, Return to Hogwarts, kung saan hindi man lang nila finiture ang author. And even the cast spoke against Rowling. Si Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself, spoke against Rowling. And despite that, hindi siya tinatamaan ng Avada Kedavra ng cancel culture. But is it a good thing? I hope it is. Dahil kailangan natin mga big voices na ito who speak against this ideology. Dito sa Pilipinas, ang pinakakilala ko lang who speak against this is si Jaya. So, minsan nagsalita si Jaya against transitioning kids and she had a heated exchange with John Lapus. Kaya, supportahan natin kung meron mang celebrity who speak against this dangerous ideology. But for now, let's talk about J.K. Rowling. So, this news is from The Daily Wire. Sabi ni Rowling, I'm bloody angry! J.K. Rowling scorches critics in the wake of cast review on child gender transitions. Basahin natin ang mga tweets ni Rowling. Sabi niya, over the last 4 years, Hilary Cass has conducted the most robust review of the medical evidence for transitioning children that's ever been conducted. Mere hours after it was released to the press and public, committed ideologues are doubling down. These are people who've deemed opponents far right for wanting to know there are proper checks and balances in place before autistic, gay, and abused kids, groups that are all overrepresented at gender clinics, are left sterilized, inorgasmic, lifelong patients. So, sabi ni Rowling, kapag you disagree with their ideology, gender ideology, trans ideology, you are a far-right bigot. Pero dito to yun. I understand that the review's conclusions will have come as a seismic shock to those who've hounded and demonized whistleblowers and smeared opponents as bigots and transphobes. But trying to discredit Hilary Cass' work isn't merely misguided. It's actively malign. Even if you don't feel ashamed for cheerleading for what now looks like severe medical malpractice, even if you don't want to accept that you might have been wrong, where's your sense of self-preservation? The bandwagon you hopped on so gladly is hurtling towards a cliff. Sino kaya ang pinatatamaan ni J.K. Rowling? And if I sound angry, it's because I'm bloody angry! I read Cass this morning and my anger's been mounting all day. Kids have been irreversibly harmed and thousands are complicit, not just medics, but the celebrity mouthpieces, unquestioning media, and cynical corporations. The consequences of this scandal will play out for decades. You cheered it on, you did all you could to impede and misrepresent research, you tried to bully people out of their jobs for opposing you. Young people have been experimented on, left infertile and in pain. So, may last tweet si Rowling sabi niya, I thought the last tweet was going to be my last, but I just burst into tears. The hashtag cast review may be a watershed moment, but it comes too late for detransitioners who've written me heartbreaking letters of regret. Today's not a triumph. It lays the laying bare of a tragedy. At ano ang cast review? So, si Dr. Hilary Cass, meron siyang review that yung gender identity services for children and young people, hindi ito nakakatulong sa kanila. It does more harm than good. And guys, ito yung mga kailangan nating ipaalam sa media, sa local media dito sa Pilipinas. Para hindi sila basta-basta lang nagpo-post ng trans rights of visibility post sa internet. Because like I said, whenever they do that, they're enabling this dangerous ideology. Aside from that, meron pa akong isang nais i-share. Sabi ni Rowling, she's angry. And kanino ba siya angry? Kanino kaya? So, dito sa next headline na pag-usapan natin, sabi dito, J.K. Rowling says Harry Potter stars Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson can save their apologies. J.K. Rowling has told Harry Potter stars Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson to save their apologies as their relationships continues to sour over their positions on trans rights. The author, who once had a close relationship with the pair when they starred in the film adaptations of her Wizarding World novels, criticized the stars in the wake of a landmark review into gender treatment in the UK. Rowling, who first faced a backlash for several key cast members when she shared controversial remarks about the trans community in 2020, has seen her relationship with stars deteriorate amidst increasing toxic debate. Radcliffe, who played lead character Harry Potter, previously wrote an essay for the Trevor Project as a way of showing support for trans community and apologized for the pain Rowling's comments have caused the Harry Potter fandom. Meanwhile, Watson wrote, I want my trans followers to know that I and so many other people around the world see you, respect you, and love you for who you are, and appeared to make a dig at Rowling at the BAFTAs in 2022. However, following the release of the cast report this week, Rowling took aim at Radcliffe and Watson, telling them to apologize, telling them to save their apologies for traumatized detransitioners. Save your apologies, guys. And galit na si Maring J.K. Rowling. So guys, what do you think? Suportahan natin kung meron mang mga celebrities who speak out against this toxic woke culture, against transitioning kids. And isa sa mga naisip ko si Jaya, I think I saw Gloria Diaz as well, who spoke about the Miss Universe. If I remember it correctly, si Ellen Adarna had an exchange with a non-binary person. And siguro we just send them a private message. Suporta natin sila. And patuloy tayo sa paglaban sa woke ideology na ito. All right. Yan lang. This has been another episode of the J. Roga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye. Hi, this is J. Roga of the J. Roga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.